supposed to do radio, man.
Just start
playing singing. Some great music, man. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. And that music is marinating in my dome, and I and my mouth is not working because I'm listening to the nice music, man. Maybe there are people who are listening who are saying, hey, shut up and let the music play. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to talk about what it's really a travesty, and if ever there was somebody who should be jailed, it's Steve Bannon. Here's a man who is challenging the government and threatening overthrow of the government publicly. He's doing it in the open. And if he can say these things and get away with these things, and our government doesn't think that, and I understand the rights to free speech, but there's some things that you shouldn't have a right to say. You know, Steve Bannon, he called on 4,000 shock troops to deconstruct the government brick by brick. Let's see. If I'm on these airways, these public airways, and I'm telling people to organize and march against our government, kind of how long do you think it'll be before there's somebody knocking on the door of this radio station and the owners usher me out with a boot in the rear, you know. But here's a man who is publicly talking about overthrowing the government with his 4,000 shock troops. He's referring to them as shock troops, meaning they're well-armed and willing to take on the government. So, he's back with more incendiary rhetoric against the nation just days after his contempt of Congress conviction. And this is none other than Steve Bannon, a white nationalist that everybody knows about and has known about for a long, long time. One of Donald Trump's riding buddies and one of his friends. And yet he's publicly making these statements after he was held in contempt of court for refusing to testify about the January 6th, what is that called, man? Insurrection. Fresh from a double contempt of Congress conviction, linked to his role in the January 6, 2021 insurrection, Steve Bannon is now calling on 4,000 shock troops to deconstruct the federal government brick by brick. Sounds like a threat to me, man. I don't know how that can be anything other than a threat. He wants to see people stepping forward saying, hey, I want to be one of those 4,000 shock troops. Bannon said on his War Room podcast Monday, this is taking on and defeating the deconstructing the administrative state, he added. Shock troops are assault forces that lead an attack. Suck on it, said Bannon. We're destroying this illegitimate regime. Illegitimate regime. Meaning illegitimate government. Bannon's incendiary comments evoked his ominous call the day before the U.S. Capitol riot when he told supporters of then-President Donald Trump on his podcast, all hell is going to break loose tomorrow. We're on the point of an attack. Strap in. Now, you know, the double standards that occur in this nation have to stop. And so you hear the constant gripes about Black Lives Matter and from the right and what they did. And, well, they set the cities on blaze, and the Black Lives Matter people are the most dangerous people who ever came down the pike. Nothing could be further from the truth. The most dangerous people who have come down the pike are people like Steve Bannon, excuse me, and his shock troops, whose plan is organizing every day to overthrow the government militarily. That's what shock troops are. We saw a little bit of it on January 6th. And what should have taken place didn't take place. What should have taken place was there should have been bloodshed all over, you know, the Capitol. No question whatsoever. People who came there to overthrow the government, there should have been a pushback from our military, so that the people who thought and still to this day think that they somehow have some juice would never, ever think of doing that again. So because that didn't happen, you've opened the door for people to still believe that they can make that happen. And don't mistake what I'm saying. There are many groups and organizations who are organized in this nation right now to come back and do and finish the job that they started. Really is just the case. And the fact that you got a guy like Steve Bannon who is out in the open having this kind of conversation, not trying to hide anything. Where's the FBI? Where's the CIA? And why does a guy like Steve Bannon get a break? Steve Bannon ought to be locked up. You know, he's going to get some time, but the time that he's going to get is not going to be because of the things he just said. It's because he refused to have a conversation and dialogue with Congress. How can you in the open? These are his words. Here it is. These are his words. He wants to see people stepping forward. He is now calling for 4,000 shock troops to deconstruct the federal government brick by brick. Man, how do you say that and get away with it? I just, America, how does that happen? Well, he's got freedom of speech. Well, he's got freedom of speech in some areas. But he certainly doesn't have freedom of speech when you're talking about overthrowing the government. And that's what he's doing. Why is he not apprehended and locked up? Because that's what he's calling for. And the fact that a man can say those kinds of things publicly and not fear the reprisal of the government is amazing to me. That's really amazing to me that he could say those things out in the public and, again, there not be reprisals. I don't care if he's Steve Bannon. I don't care who he is. He should pay the price for that. And he should be locked up for a long time. The key should be thrown away. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Show it.